Gravel crunched under the tires as my truck coasted to a stop on the shoulder of the two-lane highway. Cutting the engine, I sank against the leather upholstery and looked out at the open field. And for a moment, the thin veil separating then and now slipped away, and it was 6 years ago. On my back beneath the smoke-filled sky, I'd waited for death to claim me, to put an end to the pain. I was sure it would. But then I heard the voices, first Wren's, so faint it was nothing more than a whisper, and then Tori's, but not Paige. Never Paige. Shifting my gaze to the passenger seat, I almost expected to find her there, but the space was empty, except for the sealed bottle of Maker's Mark. Rich, amber liquid whispering promises of peace. Of oblivion. Lies. All lies. Because no matter what I drank or smoked or swallowed, peace eluded me. Tranquility had died in this field all those years ago, crushed under the weight of twisted metal and drowned in the pouring rain. Grimacing, I dug my fingers into the muscle on my thigh, right over the area where the bone had come through the skin. My leg had suffered the worst of the trauma. Broken femur, dislocated kneecap, a spiral fracture to my tibia. Maybe if I weren't a drummer, it wouldn't have mattered, but the injuries had silenced my beat. Sadly, there was no grave to mark its passing. No monument to the lost rhythm. Just this empty field. I guess that's why I always ended up here, in the place where the music died, right alongside my best friend and my best girl. Blowing out a breath, I stashed the bottle in the inner pocket of my leather jacket. Two stints in the psychiatric ward at Millwood, and I knew better than to dance this close to the fire. But I didn't care. I wasn't planning on drinking it. Throwing open the heavy door, I braced a hand on the steering wheel and slid off the seat, making sure to land on my good leg. I didn't bother with my cane. There was no need for pretense. Not here. As I waded into the dried brush, Blackbird blared from my phone speaker. Tori. I'd lost track of how many times she'd called. And yeah, I got it. She was concerned. Less than 24 hours ago, we'd been on stage at Zilker Park, capping off the biggest rock festival Austin had ever seen. A damaged reunion. One last hurrah for the fans. And closure for Tori and me. Finally. Except, nothing felt closed. And as much as I wanted to, I couldn't talk to Tori about it. Not now. She'd finally moved on from her grief, fallen in love again, and in some strange way that had brought us back together. After the accident, we drifted apart, and that was a good thing, something we'd needed to do, because when we had been together, sharing the same space, it was like the sum of our losses was too big, all-consuming. Knowing that Tori was out there in the world with a heart as heavy as mine had made my own burden a little easier to bear. But now I felt the weight of it more acutely than I had in years, a fact I was determined to hide, so I'd been avoiding her calls. Reaching the far end of the field, I eased onto the soft ground beneath the burned-out shell of the elm tree, where I'd found Wren and lost him minutes later.